Triple M Breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer. Time to hit rewind.
Another 4 weeks of lockdown, damn.
Yeah, we looked at writing a happy story in three words, though.
I've got one.
Give me an example.
Got lucky overnight.
That's a happy story, but it's a lie.
Look, that is fiction. Troy from Niagara Park had a story.
Oh, I just got one for Paddy.
What is the story?
Hit us with it.
Brisbane wins comp.
Now,
fiction. Steve from Hamlin Terrace called.
Hey, how you going, boys?
Good, mate. Yourself, buddy?
Oh, you know, never complaining.
Oh, jeez, I wish I worked with you. Holy bloody hell. All was not good on the Triple M set.
I'm not saying you shouldn't. Are you getting me all wrong?
You've got to stick firmly up your today.
Do you paint a picture? My pal over here resorted to name calling.
I'm working with a megalomaniac.
What's a megalomaniac?
Someone who's a maniac. A megla. Multiplied. We gave our state member for Terrigal some advice when doing TV interviews from home. Too much light in the room as well.
No.
Is that it? Pretty bad.
Well, should try lying on the floor and just aim the camera down. Use gravity.
It might reduce the number of chins that have been.
Yeah, well, anything's possible.
Father TJ from the Church of the Sacrificial Lamb called about poker machines being installed to raise money.
House always wins. Sounds like a casino, Father.
Robert. There is a difference between a casino and a church.
What's that?
You actually mean it when you pray at a casino. See you when we open again.
Still think Steve Winwood and Phil Collins sound pretty much the same. Kaz from Norville ranks.
No, they don't. Sorry, Rob, but they are different.
Thank you, Kaz. Put him back in his place. Oh, here we go.
Of course they're different. They have different mothers, but they do sound the same.
Matt Carmichael from Channel 7 in Tokyo wasn't looking forward to the impending storm.
Pretty nervous, Wade, actually, because I've... Like, the word typhoon just doesn't sound very good to me, and I've never been in one before. So.
We did look at the Olympics.
Well done. Australia beat India 7-1, Bags not being that goalie. And
poor Ash Barty, mate.
Why she need to compete at the Olympics?
She just won Wimbledon. Yeah, just won Wimbledon.
Of course.
Oh, but still.
Olympics are nothing. Where did this statement come from?
Yeah. I don't go and mow the lawn in lace underwear.
Yeah, but, well, you did apparently.
Taken out of context, like this was.
And I said, you're just looking for confirmation.
Oh, don't.
And then Robert said, oh, no, I don't need confirmation. I know I'm good.
No. Oh.
When driving around, who points out to the kids what jobs they have worked on? Sue from Warnervale rang through.
My scaffolder husband is.
What does he say?
He took the kids. My kid used to compete in rodeos, and so he actually took a horse truck full of horses through Newcastle, and on the way gave them a guided tour of every building that he scaffolded on the way with five horses and three Ford teenagers in the truck.
It's not just people in construction who drive around pointing out jobs they've done. Listen to Gordon's story.
Yeah, I was in police forensics for 14 years and I used to drive around saying, hey, I went to a murder in that place there. And...
Thanks, Gordy.
Bringing the tone down, Gordy. So, even in police forensics...
Your kids never went for a bike ride the same way.
And finally, our once acting general manager called the show.
I have something positive to say about the show.
Yeah.
Right. I wish it was like the Olympic Games.
So we do cover sport.
No, only on once every 4 years.
Triple M Breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer. And if you've missed any of the show, favourite Paddy and Rob Palmer on the Listener app.